Hello, everyone, and welcome to the End of Life University podcast. Today's date is April 11th, 2016, and this is episode number 33 of the podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Karen Wyatt, and I'm so glad you've joined me again today for more conversations and ideas about the end of life. And the goal of this podcast is to disseminate information and discussions and talks about all sorts of topics related to death and dying and the afterlife so that they're available for people to listen to and hopefully be informed and inspired by the conversations they hear, and hopefully to help people face their own fear of death and to help people live life more fully. And that's my personal goal for doing this entire series. I'll mention to you that I do have a page on patreon.com, and it's Patreon, P-A-T-R-E-O-N, patreon.com/EOLU. That is a page for this podcast and for the entire End of Life University interview series, where you can go if you would like to help support these interviews and support the work that I'm doing. I'm asking for just $1 or $2 a month as support, which will go to defray the costs of creating the interviews and posting them online. And there are some bonuses you'll receive if you do sign up and make a donation to End of Life University. So that's at patreon.com/EOLU. And if you choose to donate, thank you very much. And it's totally up to you, though. I offer all of this with no expectations. And I would like to thank one of my latest patrons, Donna Belk. Thank you so much, Donna, for signing up. Donna is actually someone I've interviewed for Death Expo last year in November, and I'm really grateful to Donna for her support. So thank you very much, Donna, for becoming a patron. And that is one of the benefits. If you donate, you'll have your name mentioned on the podcast as a donor, unless you specifically ask me not to mention you. So today's topic is how to plan an end-of-life book club for your community. And if you're a regular listener, you'll know that back in episode 28, I mentioned some action steps that you could take to improve end-of-life care in your community. One of those steps was to create an end-of-life book club. So in this discussion today, we're going to talk about a little bit more about how to actually do that and create a book club. So I personally think this would be a fantastic idea for a community to maybe have a monthly book club. Maybe once a month is a little too much for some people. Maybe once a quarter or every other month, to have a group of people who agree to read the same book and come together and have a discussion about that book. I think it's a fantastic way to disseminate information, to encourage people to look a little more deeply into themselves and to talk about their experiences, their fears, the questions that they have. So for me, books are a great way to bring people together. The people who share in the book club become closer in some ways because they have taken in similar information from the books that they've read. So they're starting from this common ground of information and knowledge that they share together, and it can make for very rich discussions. And I think this would be a wonderful service to offer to your community. So it might be that you're already in a book club, and you might be able to convince the members of your book club to spend a year focusing on the end of life. Perhaps they'd only be willing to give that 1 or 2 months, which is possible, but then, you know, that at least would be something. But you might have more luck starting a book club from scratch and posting the information that you're looking for people interested in reading books about the end of life, rather than trying to kind of force an existing book club into the mold of studying the end of life. You may have better luck if you start by just sending out a flyer and sending out queries to see who in your community could be interested in participating in a book club. So the benefits of such a book club are really vast. I think that you will educate yourself and others about what is the most important passage of life, the end of life as we die. And to be able to have a deeper understanding of death lessens your own fear of dying, which I have found adds immensely to your ability to enjoy life and be present in every moment. When you alleviate some of the fears that we carry around with us, you really open up space inside of you to fully participate in life and engage with life and embrace everything that comes your way, no matter what it is. Oftentimes there are challenges that face us that we weren't expecting. But once we've already gone to the point of embracing the fact that we're mortal and we are going to die, the challenges of life somehow seem less in the face of our own mortality. So we can cope with our challenges more easily. We can embrace them. We can learn to move through them with more ease, with more grace, and even with a more positive attitude that can help us ride the waves of difficulty and move on in our lives and move on to the next thing that's ready to come to us. So the first tip that you'll need for starting your book club is to attract members. And I already mentioned you could start with an existing book club, but you may want to start from scratch. And you could post flyers at church and community groups that have bulletin boards available and ask people to connect with you if they're interested in being part of the book club. And honestly, you can have a great book club with 6 to 12 people. You don't need to attract a huge audience. You just need a small intimate group. Sometimes is actually even better than a larger group. So you shouldn't have too much difficulty attracting a small group of people that feel committed to this idea of reading end-of-life books for the next year. And I suggest that you plan a meeting time, a regular day of the month each month. That seems to help people have more consistency for attending the groups if they know it's always the second Tuesday of the month at 7 p.m. or whatever. People can then mark it out on their calendar in advance and plan around those book clubs. In my experience, when I've been in book clubs in the past, it was most helpful when we did that, when we committed to a regular day each month rather than trying to figure out a time to meet every month and trying to arrange it around people's schedules, which oftentimes was far too complicated, and we'd end up finding there wasn't any night that would work for everyone. So I think it's better to get do your best in the first meeting to choose the time, the day of the month and the time of day that everyone thinks they can agree with, and then stick with that every month. You'll also need to find a place to meet. And so if you have a small enough group, you can meet in one another's homes if everyone is open to that. But you could check with your local library. Sometimes they have small meeting rooms or conference rooms that are available that you might be able to use. In my community, we have a senior center that allows groups that are meeting to use their rooms if they have an open room. And they don't charge unless you are charging for the event, but I would recommend that you not charge for the book club. That would be my preference, I think, because I think you'd get better participation if it's not viewed as something that's an event that's trying to make money for someone. It's just voluntary participation for no charge. So look around your community, see what's there. Homes are nice because of the privacy and the comfort of meeting in someone's living room, but you may be able to find some other spots. We have a lovely independent bookstore in our community that has a nice seating area with couches and chairs, and they have a little coffee bar there, and they sometimes allow the use of that space after hours when the bookstore has closed. You can use the space for a meeting, and maybe everyone agrees to buy a pastry and a cup of tea or something from the coffee bar, which helps support the bookstore a little bit. And then, of course, everyone in the book club tends to be an avid reader. And the other thing the book club could do is agree to purchase the books through that bookstore in bulk for all the members, which gives the bookstore a little more support and business as well. So that's one possibility if you have an independent bookstore in your area that might have space available. And so, again, that's another thought for acquiring the books. You can often order them in bulk. And if you choose to get them from Amazon, there's probably not a bulk price available, but you might go to the author's website for the book, and sometimes you can find bulk ordering there. And then your local bookstore might be able to get a slightly better price for you too if you're ordering a quantity of books. And you can just assign that everyone gets their own book and everyone takes responsibility for that. And some people may want to check books out from the library. Others might want to purchase certain books, or they might want a print book or an ebook, which is fine as well. So you can decide as a group how you'd like to handle acquiring the books. So the next thought is to select the books that you read. And I've put together a little template, which I decided was, I was thinking it's kind of nice to think through because it's spending 1 year on a subject matter. In my mind, I was thinking through a template for the subjects to address in the books. And what seems to make sense to me is to start out light, to start out with a book that's not so in your face and so confrontational about the realities of death and dying, that eases people into the subject a little bit, that might be easier to read, more comfortable, inspirational, and a feel-good book for people to read that involves death, but without being so much in your face and so confrontational. And then my thoughts are each month the subject matter could get a little bit deeper and a little bit more intense and go a little further into the subject of death and dying, helping ease us toward facing our own fears and looking more deeply at that issue. So for the first month, one of my recommendations is to read the book The Legacy Letters by Carew Papritz. And this book is a fiction book, but it's a series of letters written by a man who knows he is dying and knows that he will not live long enough to see his unborn children, twins, who are currently in the womb. And so he writes letters to his children of all the things he would like to say to them at various times in their lives. And the book is a collection of these letters, but they're incredibly beautiful letters, very inspiring, very touching. And you're reminded as you go through each letter in the book of the agony this father is going through to know he will not be able to see his children, but the great love that he has at the same time to spend this time conveying all of his wisdom and all of his understanding about life so that his children will have that and will have this tremendous gift from him, this legacy of the letters that he has taken the time to write. So while it focuses on a dying man, the book talks much more about life through the eyes of a dying man and what's important in life. And that's why I think it's a great starter book, because it is fiction and it helps us address, oh, what would it be like if I were in that situation, but without being quite as heavy as some of the other books that we'll take a look at. So that book I always recommend as a starter book for these book clubs, because I think it's a great way. It's also great if you have men in the group. It can really draw men in, because it's the main character is a man who's writing about his view of life for his children. And I think that's really important, because so many times those of us working in the end of life and addressing it and focusing on some of these issues are women, and we have a more feminine perspective and point of view about death and dying. So I think it's really important that to bring in this more masculine perspective as well. And the Legacy Letters is great at bringing that book in. I won't go through all of the books that I've recommended here, but I'm going to pick out certain ones to talk about. I wanted to mention that you can go to the End of Life University website, eoluniversity.com/book. And on that page, you'll see my entire template with links to all of the books that I'm recommending, so that you can go through and click on them and read more about the books if you'd like to on that particular page. And I really recommend that you do that. Check out some of the books and plan ahead. And you may have dozens of other books. There are very many excellent books out there right now that you could be reading. So I don't want to by any means say these are the best books or the only books that you should read in your book club. These are just some of my suggestions and a way to get started. But by all means, ask the people, the members of your book club, to submit their suggestions and do a broader search than just this list that I have for you. But we'll talk a little bit more about the themes that I've recommended. One theme that I suggested for the second month is understanding death and dying issues in the U.S. right now. And there are a couple of books. One is Being Mortal by Atul Gawande, Dr. Atul Gawande, that addresses his confrontation with the healthcare system as a doctor when his own father was dying. And it's an excellent book. And he goes into great detail about the issues and really dissects the issues in our current healthcare system. Another book is Knocking on Heaven's Door by Katie Butler. And she's a journalist who writes about her experience when one of her parents was dying. Next, there's a book about why and how to create advanced directives. And this is a wonderful book by Dr. Monica Williams Murphy, which is It's Okay to Die. And I highly recommend that book. It has stories in it of patients that Monica cared for and just scenarios that she has witnessed as a doctor. It also has a ton of practical information in it. So, this book could be the instigator of, like, hey, let's all get together and create our advanced directives together. And after reading this book, you will probably feel inspired to want to do that. Then I have suggested books about how to prepare for dying by living a full life. And one book in this category is When Breath Becomes Air by Dr. Paul Kalanithi, who was a young neurosurgeon facing his own death, and he wrote this book as he was dying. It's very beautiful and highly recommended. And next, a book on living, loving, and dying consciously. And this is the book Grace and Grit by Ken Wilber. It's about the journey of his wife, Treya, with breast cancer and a 5-year course that she was on before her death, and it juxtaposes his experiences as a caregiver for Treya and going through the process of watching her with struggle with her cancer, and then also excerpts from Treya's journals while she was going through this process as well. And it is so beautiful, so touching, so inspiring. It's one of the most amazing books I've ever read. It's very long. It's a little bit challenging to read because of the length, but it's so heartfelt and so beautiful and touching. I highly recommend it. So that's Grace and Grit by Ken Wilber. Next, I was I had a thought of branching out in your book club to talk about the impact of Alzheimer's disease, because Alzheimer's is something that is really going to be confronting our society more and more as baby boomers age. So I think it's really important that we get a bit more educated about it. And One thought I have is to read the novel Still Alice by Lisa Genovese, which was the inspiration for the movie Still Alice. And that may not work for some people. They may have seen the movie and may not care to read the book, but that was just a thought. And then following that up with an excellent book by a psychologist, Judith London, called Connecting the Dots. And Judith describes how to communicate with Alzheimer's patients and the work that she has done in having group sessions with Alzheimer's patients. And so Judith is very thoughtful, a very lovely person. And I found her writing and her work to be inspirational and hopeful, and especially any of us dealing with a loved one with Alzheimer's who might have felt desperate, that desperately cut off in our relationship with our loved one and unable to connect, unable to communicate. Judith's book, Connecting the Dots, was very, very hopeful to me. Next is a book I have not read, so I have to qualify that. I haven't read this book, but it is... I had a thought that it might be nice to include a book of humor, and so this is Exit Laughing, and it's a collection of humorous stories about death and dying, and I think that's fantastic. I think we really need to remember the humor, and that's something I learned really well in hospice, because so many of the families and patients that I went to visit were joyful, and they were filled with laughter and just having amazing times together, and would always find things to laugh about and joke about together. And it reminded me that sometimes even in our deepest sorrow, there's tremendous joy and humor happening simultaneously, and we can lighten the burden of some of the stress we're under if we remember to laugh and when we remember to find the humor. So check it out. Once again, I have not read this book myself, Exit Laughing by Victoria Zackheim. The next book I'm recommending is Die Wise by Stephen Jenkinson. And this book is a bit of a challenging book to read also, but it's filled with a lot of wisdom about death and dying, about our society, about individuals. And so it's a bit of a heavy read. That's why I put it a little later on. It's in the ninth month, because it's a little bit heavy. I found some parts of it slightly depressing, though the book overall has a hopeful message by the end. But as you're reading about some of the issues that Stephen brings up in the book, it can feel somewhat heavy. Next, I included a book that I also haven't read yet, but it was highly recommended to me. It's called The Wild Edge of Sorrow by Frances Weller, and it has rituals for coping with grief, and I think that's a really valuable book. As we look at grief, and I think most of us, though we might not be actively grieving at this moment, most of us are carrying grief with us from losses we've had at other times in life. So I think it can be helpful for us to take a look at grief, and even this idea of learning how do we honor our grief and honor the pain that we feel over loss by creating rituals around it. And so I'm really excited to read this book and to incorporate some of these rituals for myself. So I put it on the list thinking that might be something helpful. Also, later on in the year, this comes in the 10th month, after you've already done a lot of reading and a lot of exploring of death and loss and looking at all of these scenarios, I think this might be a good time to actually bring up some of the rituals for coping with grief that could even be done together by some members of the book club if they're interested. For the 11th month, I suggested looking at funeral and burial options. And there's a great book, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes by Caitlin Doty. I think everyone would enjoy reading Caitlin's stories as from the days when she worked in a crematorium, but she's very thoughtful and has wonderful stories to tell. That would be really fascinating and could lead to an interesting discussion about options for burial and funerals and our current funeral industry and choosing more green burial or cremation or a traditional funeral and burial. I think that could be a great discussion in the 11th month as well. And then for the final month, the theme I suggest is exploring the possibility of an afterlife. And there's so many fascinating books out there that you could read in this area. One, of course, is Proof of Heaven by Eben Alexander, but that's a really popular book that everyone may have read already. So it depends on whether or not people would like to look at that again. But there's a book that has been recommended to me by Andy Kagan, The Afterlife of Billy Fingers, which is her experiences with her brother's spirit after he died, that helped her to believe in an afterlife. So some of the other books that come to mind for me, let's see. The classic book Tuesdays with Maury by Mitch Albom, that's always a great book to read, but it might be one, again, that everyone has read already. So consider that, or maybe everyone's eager to reread it, but that, of course, is a book that shouldn't be left undone. And it actually might be a great book to read with teenagers who may not have read it earlier in their lives. So that could be a nice book to introduce to younger people if you happen to have a mixed book club. Okay, a few other things. There is a book called Enjoy Every Sandwich by Lee Lipsenthal. He's another doctor who wrote a book as he was dying. Very, very touching. A couple of books by Dr. Ira Byock. He's actually written three books, so I highly recommend all of his books, Dying Well, The Four Things That Matter Most, and The Best Care Possible. Those are all great books. So Dr. Ira Byock, any of his books would be excellent to discuss. And then I put on the end of the list my own book, What Really Matters, which I don't really want to promote myself, but I added it to the list. I have been contacted by several book clubs who read the book and had a really interesting discussion and really enjoyed talking about that together. So I thought I would just mention that. Again, if you go to eoluniversity.com/books, you can find my template for the book club and all links to all of those books if you are interested in them. So we'll go ahead with a few more tips about how to put this book club together. After you've selected the books, then you may want to choose a lead for each book, a person who would like to be to lead the discussion for the book. And so maybe, I don't know, if you want to create your one-year schedule in advance and people could sign up ahead of time so they know far in advance that they'll be leading that book and can spend a little more time reading and discussing, you know, preparing questions for the discussion. But I think it's great to have a different person each month lead the discussion as much as possible. And then also planning out the sessions. So if you have a bit of a plan for how your conversation will go, your discussion during the book club, maybe discuss what each of you has learned, how you can apply what you've learned to your own life, and maybe any experiences from your own life that were brought up or that you were reminded of while reading the book. I think that could be very helpful as well as part of your discussion. So in choosing the books for your template, I had a few other thoughts in mind that it might be nice to mix nonfiction and fiction books. And so I included a couple of nonfiction books in my list. And then once again, to have a couple of books that are on the lighter side. And that's why I added the humor book. Also, some of the books are practical in that they offer steps and practical things that you can do, like planning your advance directives, creating rituals about grief. Other books are much more philosophical and just presenting ideas and thoughts. So it's nice to have a mixture of all of those books, and that's what I tried to create with the template that I built in here. So that is my suggestion for creating an end-of-life book club in your community. I can't emphasize enough, I think it would be a fantastic idea to do any sort of iteration of a book club you could do, even if it was only once a year. I remember my daughter's college campus, they chose a book a year, and every student on campus read the same book. And then every teacher on campus also read the same book. And so when each teacher pledged to have at least one discussion about that book that was relevant to the subject matter they taught. And it was quite a challenge for the teachers, I think, but so fascinating to think that every student and every faculty member had read the very same book, and discussions were happening all over campus throughout the year about that book. So that's another, that has intrigued me so much. And I even love the idea. I mean, on the one end, we talked about having a small intimate book club of 6 to 10 people meeting in a living room. But there could even be an initiative of have your entire hospice read the same book and then have discussions about it at times, or have a hospital staff take on a book and ask everyone to read the same book. It may be hard to get buy-in from people, but I think it could be quite amazing to do something like that on either end of the spectrum, small scale or large scale, and encourage discussions, encourage conversations. And once again, that's what all of this is really about. That's what we're really working towards, is getting people in our society to talk more about death and dying, to confront it, address it, face up to it in their own lives and for the lives of their loved ones, so that they can be better prepared. Also, though, so that they can live more fully and just enjoy every moment of life. Accept the fact that life is limited and it's fleeting. So we want every person to be able to make the most of the moments of life that they have. And that's the biggest reason to encourage our society to open up and stop being afraid of death, to face up to it, and be prepared and live life in such a way that when they reach the end of their days, they will feel grateful for the life they've lived. So that's the big why for me of why I create these podcasts and do the interviews that I do and put this information out there. And if you like the podcast and you're not already a member of End of Life University, I want to remind you, you can subscribe on the website at eoluniversity.com. And you can also, I'm looking up the number right now, because you can also join by text message. But I forgot to write this down. Okay. You can join by text message, and you can text the letters EOLU. That's the message that you send to this number, 38470. So the recipient of the message is this number, 38470. And as your message, you type in the letters EOLU, and that should send you a couple of texts that allow you to enter your email address through a text and sign up for End of Life University. When you do join End of Life University, you'll get a few emails each month that will inform you whenever a new interview has been posted online, so that you can decide, you'll know, hear what it's about and when it will be broadcast, so you can decide if you'd like to listen or not to the interviews that are being posted. And those interviews are different interviews than these podcasts every month. So there are 4 podcasts a month, but also 2 interviews a month. So 4 or sometimes 5 podcasts a month, actually. So consider that. Text EOLU to 38470 from your phone, and that will allow you to sign up for End of Life University. And I hope you enjoy the podcast. I hope you enjoy the interviews if you decide to sign up. You can always connect with me on Facebook at End of Life University on Facebook, and on Twitter at SpiritualMD. If you'd like to be connected by social media, I hope you'll tune in again next week for the next podcast from End of Life University. And until that time, take care and love your life. Goodbye.